Just when you thought things could not get any worse for CNN, just when you thought CNN had run out of creative ways to embarrass themselves, some doofus named Pamela Brown, she comes along and she proves once again why CNN is completely useless. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the mainstream media. Reason I love the media so much, they provide me with an endless supply of content. This channel would not exist without the incompetence of the mainstream media. Every morning I wake up, there are dozens and dozens of potential topics on my newsfeed. The media, they are always doing something stupid. They are constantly embarrassing themselves, which is great for me. Now, at the same time, I can't stand the dishonesty. I can't stand the inauthenticity. I get tired of the mainstream media insulting our intelligence. These people really think we're stupid. They actually think that they can report something, they can write fiction and call it fact, and they actually think we are dumb enough to believe it. Over the past couple of years, as he has been more and more outspoken on political issues, Aaron Rodgers, he has found himself on the media's most wanted list. Now, obviously, he's not going to be number one on the list. That coveted spot belongs to our next president, Donald Trump. Orange man bad! But Aaron Rodgers, he makes the top 10, maybe even the top 5 on the media's most wanted list. Back in January, he was targeted by the mainstream media because Aaron Rodgers had the audacity to make a joke about one of their favorite partners in the butt bongo, Jim Kimmel. This man should be arrested! No one is allowed to make jokes about sensitive Jim! Remember when the Fauci fossil was spreading his love across the country? You guys remember that? Aaron Rodgers, he was one of the leading voices combating the Fauci fungus. He refused to participate in the ritual of Fauci fucking where you spend a weekend getting boosted by Fauci. I hope you brought the supersized needle, Anthony. I'm primed and ready to be boosted. At one time, refusing to agree with Fauci, that was viewed as the most serious violation of the woke commandments. Judges at woke municipal court, they were handing out stiffer sentences for Fauci blasphemy than sentences they were giving for criminals convicted of mythical racism. The media, they tried to destroy the credibility of Aaron Rodgers. They accused him of endangering the lives of his teammates. They accused him of endangering the lives of opposing players. And if I remember correctly, they even accused Aaron Rodgers of putting members of the media at risk because they were exposed to someone who wasn't boosted. The media, they have been going after Aaron Rodgers for years now, and this week, they once again proved how low they are willing to go to tarnish the reputation of one of their political enemies. Have you guys ever heard of Pamela Brown before? When I first saw her name, I thought she was one of those fake judges with a syndicated show on broadcast television. If your husband has been sleeping with Donnie Donkey, come see Judge Pamela Brown. She will make sure Donnie receives the gender-affirming care that he needs. As it turns out, though, Pamela Brown is not some fake judge on TV. According to her bio, she refers to herself as a television reporter and a newscaster. For the last few years, she has been collecting woke welfare at CNN, where she occasionally fills in as a guest host on The Situation Room when Wolf Blitzer, woof, 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 when Wolf has an appointment at the veterinarian. She also fills in for someone named Aaron Burnett on a show called Aaron Burnett Out Front of a Bus. Pam Brown, very busy woman at CNN because she also writes articles for the National Enquirer, also known as CNN.com. Her latest piece of propaganda was titled, Aaron Rodgers has shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations. What? What the hell are we doing here? What happened at Sandy Hook, it was a tragedy. What happened at Sandy Hook also happened almost 12 years ago. In the last 12 years, I have yet to see a single conspiracy theory from Aaron Rodgers regarding what happened at Sandy Hook. But that's okay. That's okay, because CNN has us covered, the most trusted name in fake news. I guess executives at CNN knew that most people wouldn't bite into this shit sandwich if it was being served by Pam Brown, so they decided to bring in a heavy hitter. CNN brought in someone that could influence the shit fucks. This article, it was only 3 minutes in length. It wasn't like this was some investigative piece that took 20 minutes to read. Pieces like that sometimes require the assistance of other investigative fake journalists. In order to give this turd some polish, in order to make this story, I guess, believable, CNN added Jake the Bongo Tapper to the byline. I might not know of Pam Brown, but I have definitely heard of Jake the Bongo Tapper. If he's a part of this story, you know it must be legitimate. Yeah, sure. I happen to look at the people I trust. Jake the Bongo Tapper didn't make the list. Pam Brown couldn't make the list for obvious reasons. I've never heard of her. Now, according to the Pamster, she was introduced to Aaron Rodgers at the Kentucky Derby in the spring of 2013. Let's add some potential context to this scene. We got a franchise quarterback in the NFL in the prime of his career, one of the most popular players in the league. We also have an unknown reporter that no one's ever heard of working as a janitor at the CNN dump. How do you think this conversation potentially went? Superstar like Aaron Rodgers, he's essentially being introduced to a fan. How do you think it went? If I had to guess, it was probably something like, "Oh my God, you're Aaron Rodgers! Can I have your autograph? Sign it here on my arm next to my tattoo of RuPaul." That's how I would assume the conversation went. According to Pam Brown, she was introduced to Aaron Rodgers, and he immediately started exposing her to conspiracy theories regarding the Sandy Hook tragedy from a year earlier. Let me get this straight. You expect me to believe that one of the faces of the NFL was introduced to some doofus at CNN, and the first thing that he says to her after all the pleasantries is, "Sandy Hook was an inside job. The federal government was behind it, but you didn't hear that from me." Really? You really expect me to believe that? You also expect me to believe that you sat on this story for the last 11 years? All the media created controversy surrounding Aaron Rodgers in the last decade, and you expect me to believe that Pam Brown kept this a secret? 24 hours before this polished turd was released by CNN, Robert Kennedy Jr., he announced that he was thinking about considering Aaron Rodgers as his vice presidential candidate. When I heard about this on Tuesday, I had the same reaction that I would assume most normal people had. Who gives a shit? You are more likely to see the dumbass you're watching right now become president than you are to see RFK living in the White House. But the people working at CNN, they see RFK and Aaron Rodgers as a real threat. And when the media is threatened by someone, they do everything they can to discredit them. Halfway through this article, Pam and the Bongo Tapper, they had failed to convince me that Aaron Rodgers was floating conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook. But then, they provided a piece of indisputable evidence. What do they call those in courtrooms? A smoking gun? CNN, they stumbled upon a piece of evidence that would automatically convict anyone who is appearing in woke municipal court. According to CNN, Aaron Rodgers, he is guilty as charged. Because Jake the Bongo Tapper, he has an anonymous source. Yeah, someone who's not willing to come forward. Someone who isn't willing to put their name on this garbage. According to this anonymous source, Aaron Rodgers told him or her or they. Hell, maybe even them. Who knows at this point? The anonymous source, they could prefer shit fuck pronouns. We don't know because they are choosing to remain anonymous. Guess we'll have to call them John Doe, not to be confused with the more famous John Biden. Although, I would assume that John Doe and John Biden worship together at Woke United Methodist. But according to John Doe, Aaron Rodgers told him that Sandy Hook never happened, all those children never existed, and the parents were all actors. All Are you getting Aaron Rodgers confused with Alex Jones? I know both of their names start with the letter A. I know that can be confusing for the identifiers collecting woke welfare at CNN. I know this story sounds great in the fantasy world that the mainstream media chooses to live in, but KC, I choose to live in reality. Who is the editor at CNN? How was this story allowed to be published without a single shred of evidence? I'm supposed to believe the account of Pam Brown? I'm supposed to believe that she sat on this story for 11 years and just so happened to release it 24 hours after RFK announced his interest in Aaron Rodgers? You're also expecting me to believe some anonymous source? It would not shock me if this anonymous source didn't even exist. I mean, this is CNN we're talking about, the most trusted name in fake news. Seriously, it would not surprise me if Pam Brown and Jake the Bongo Tapper were making this up. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, he got on Twitter to defend himself, posted a tweet which basically said that CNN was just making all this up. Now, I understand why Aaron Rodgers felt the need to defend himself, but at this point, there's really no point in defending yourself against CNN because they don't have any credibility. Anytime I see a story from CNN, I automatically believe it's false. This network has a long history of stretching the truth. Hell, they also have a long history of being allergic to the truth. I'm all for freedom of speech, but if you're going to call yourself a serious news organization, you should have to hold yourself to certain standards. Like, I don't know, reporting information based on actual evidence. But give me your thoughts on this. CNN essentially busted lying about Aaron Rodgers. They claim Aaron Rodgers is a Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist based on the account of some doofus named Pam Brown and an anonymous source we're calling John Doe. Does CNN have any credibility left? Also, do you think Aaron Rodgers wants a future in politics? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.